What a football season it's been for your squad. Wow, it's been a phenomenal one. It's not done yet. You've got semifinal Friday coming up, but Millard South football keeps rolling along. It's been a lot of fun with this group this year, hasn't it?
You know, it has. It's been it's had its ups and downs between different things that most football seasons don't have to deal with, you know. But it's been a heck of a year. These kids are a blast, and they're just a lot of fun to be around, watch how hard they work and watch how much work they've been putting in over the years since they were little kids, and watch it all come together now, and most of them, which is their senior season. So yeah, it's been a great year. Obviously the scores indicate that we've had a good year, but it doesn't quite show just how much fun we have with the kids and every day in and out of practice.
I know you and I talked at the beginning of the season, very beginning of the season, and you knew you had a lot of talent, but wow, you've got a ton. Boy, a lot of kids, and some of those seniors, they want to complete the mission by getting to a state championship and winning it here in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, early in the season, you know, we knew we were going to be talented. We had a lot of most of our starting lineup back from last year's state final team. You know, but you never really know just because you're practicing against each other in and out and every day. And, you know, once we hit that first game, you kind of watch and you're like, Jesus, you know, they kind of catch you by surprise how good they actually are and how well they play together. And everything's just gelled up to this point. And, you know, we had a little late in the regular season, a couple lesser opponents that we had ended up playing, and now that we're in the playoffs and it's just go time to go win another state title, they've really focused and honed in, and these last couple weeks of practice, you know, especially this week, have been really good, really focused, really energized. I think that, you know, you can see that look in the kids' eyes that they're ready to go for this.
Boy, it doesn't matter on defense. You're a lineman. You're a linebacker. DBs. Wow. I mean, this whole group just has not given up many points at all this year, have they?
No, you know, I coach on offense, and we get a lot of the talk just because of the kids that we have on offense that are going different places, you know. But they always say defense wins championships, and our offense is great. But as good as our offense is, our defense is something special. They, you know, they give us a lot of headaches in practice every day. And when you've only given up 20, I think it's 24 points or something like that on the entire season, and we're 10 games in, that's something special to have that you don't see much anymore. You know, they fly around to the football, and you know, it's a lot of fun to watch. Some of my favorite parts of the week is getting home on Friday nights, because during the games I don't really get to watch the defense because I'm with my offensive guys. And some of my favorite parts is getting back and watching the film and watching how the defense did and just realize how crazy they are flying around all over the field.
And your offense, is your line, obviously, to put up all these points, and the skilled guys, you got to have a good line, and those guys I'm sure have done the job this year.
Absolutely. You know, we got up front, we got, I think it's three or four returning starters, you know, Division I kids, Division II kids that have just really taken on being leaders, and, you know, they excelled in the weight room all off season, and it shows. They just, you know, they get off the football, they bury kids every play, and they do a great job to give, you know, our quarterback plenty of time to be special and do what he does best. And, you know, everything's worked out for the best so far. You know, we just got to keep grinding and keep continuing with that mindset of, you know, it's just keep trying to bury people every play and trying to make the most of our opportunities.
Omaha West Side, DJ, I know they've got your full attention, the coaches there, with what they have done this year.
Absolutely. You know, and it's not a, you know, like last year, you don't want to say that it's a game you've had circled all year, but it's the game everybody talks about for 2 years in a row now. So it puts a little bit more pressure on it, you know, and they that is that way for a reason, because they've had a great year and they got a lot of good kids on their team, and they've had a lot of success recently in the last 6 years, you know, making it to every state finals for 6 years in a row. But you know, we got a good team too, obviously, and our guys are fired up for it. It'll be a fun matchup.
Tay-Tay Jenkins, a great running back, well over 160 yards a game. He's, what, 32 touchdowns? And obviously they've got a quarterback, Braylon Warner, who's, you know, 24 touchdowns as well. So they've got some studs in the skill positions you got to look out for.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one reason, too, why this matchup has been so talked about, just because obviously we got all our guys that are going different places too, and there hasn't been a lot of teams that we've played that have these D1 recruits and these, you know, bigger name players throughout the state, but Omaha Westside has a handful. So, you know, we got to play our best game, and if we don't, you know, we might look up and it'll be the third quarter and we're in a dogfight that we haven't been in all year. You know, so we just got to go out and do what we do and make sure we stay focused for the rest of this week.
How about the other side of the bracket there on Friday at 7 with Papio South and Omaha Creighton Prep? Who's going to win that one in your eyes? Who do you think?
You know, it's a toss-up, man. Papio South, I've gotten to watch a lot of their film, and they're a very good, very well-coached football team, and so is Creighton Prep. Papio South probably has a little more explosion on offense, but they did, about midway through the year, lose their best player, who's a running back named Derek Jones. He's a stud. If they had him, I would probably be leaning pretty heavy that way. I think I'm still leaning Papio South's way, but I could see either side of it coming out. Papio South scores points, and Creighton Prep doesn't give up a lot of points. They won last week, I think, 14-7, and they got a great veteran staff over there at Creighton Prep. But if I had to give the edge to somebody, I think I could see Papio South running away with it.
And what makes it interesting is your opponent this week, you haven't played, and if you win this and you get to the championship, you haven't played any of those two teams this year, which kind of, you know, makes it pretty interesting, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the regular season, that's kind of what we were talking about, because last year in the playoffs, I think we had two rematches from the regular season, which was fun, and it is, you know, but I wanted to scout somebody new and get to play somebody new. You know, so we got to play Omaha Westview, which is a fairly new school, which was fun. Then last week we got to play Elkhorn South, which we hadn't played all year, and then had some, you know, all our guys had a little extra motivation for that game, even myself from back in the McCook days. And then now we get Westside, who we haven't played. And then, yeah, if we can take care of business, then next week will be somebody new as well.
Family doing good. Football's going good. Family and teaching and everything's going pretty good as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We, you know, just once that first game hits, everything just kind of flies. So I've had a lot of good moments just throughout this football season with Bailey, and then Brooks, our baby, first football season. So it's been kind of fun. It's been really fun having them around and seeing my parents back in Omaha all the time for the game. So it just kind of flies by.
I'm sure the family's probably thinking after football season, we'll get a chance to see you a little bit more often, maybe, huh?
Maybe. I don't know. They haven't spent a my parents in McCook haven't spent a single weekend in McCook all fall, so they probably will see me less, but Bailey and Brooks definitely will be a little excited to probably have me home by 3:30 and, you know, not gone on Sunday from 9 to 5 every Sunday, so...